Free will get it. The second, enjoy the fact that they sing out and sing good songs. Thank you so much for that. If you have a Bible tonight, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, find that scripture reference, Ecclesiastes chapter 4. If you didn't bring your Bible, that's all right. Just sit carefully and listen. We will read a few verses here tonight as we get into the text, and then I will make an application for our parents and students tonight. And this is the first of several activities this week that I know the kids have been looking forward to, and parents as well. Of course, we'll give you those upcoming events at the close of the service tonight during the announcement time in just a little bit. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, follow along as I read in verse number 9, beginning in verse number 9, where the Bible says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him." Now watch this statement. "And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." I want to major on that phrase tonight, talk a little bit about the context, and then talk for a moment or two about the matter of the threefold cord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful tonight for your goodness to us. Thank you for our school. Thank you for those who labor in it, the teachers, the faculty, so faithfully serving day after day for weeks on end to make a school year what it is. Thank you for the students and their faithfulness. Thank you for the parents, Lord, who sacrifice. They pay enough money in property tax for education, and then on top of that, they pay again to send their child to a Christ-centered education. So we're thankful for these families here tonight. Rejoice with them and all those involved in this good school year. Lord, clear my mind. May my speech be right. May my words be clear. May they be, Lord, anointed from on high. May you speak to us as we listen to things from your word tonight. I pray and ask in Christ's name and amen. Let me add with Brother Bragg, congratulations to all of you who are related to these kindergartners, parents and grandparents and siblings and others all have a reason to rejoice tonight in seeing the first step of what we hope will be many more accomplishments to come. I agree with Brother Hall, a grandparent takes any opportunity, any excuse whatsoever to go see one of the grandkids. I was actually in Elgin last Wednesday night to see our grandson Ian graduate from kindergarten. And I was a little disheartened to know that Mrs. Jameson would think that my granddaughter would ever do anything wrong, period. But anyway, I'll overlook that tonight due to the joy of the occasion. And I happen to think, well, if she has to get Trevor and Trent ready for school every day, then that's that might make a difficult thing there. So, but anyway, I can see where that would cause some problems. But she is a wonderful kindergarten teacher, does a great job, puts her heart into it, and we appreciate the job that she has done. Solomon was the wisest man of his generation. He was the king of Israel. And when he was king of Israel, people came from all over the world, the Bible says, to hear his wisdom. Now, it's interesting in that his wisdom was an answer to his prayer. Because when he was made king, God came to him and told him, he said, "Solomon, whatever you ask for, I will give you." Now, stop and think about that for a minute, folks. If God were to come to me or you tonight and say, "Whatever you want, I'll give you," what would you ask for? I'd probably ask for a convertible red Corvette. You know, I mean, I don't know why I would ask for anything other than that. Or I don't know. But think about it. I'm sure a lot of people would say, well, if I could get these debts paid, if I could have some money in the bank and so forth and so on. When God came to Solomon, he said, "You can have anything you want, gold, silver, houses or lands." You know what he asked for? He said, "Lord," he said, "I would like wisdom. I would like wisdom so I could lead your people correctly." And God gave him what he asked for in that prayer. In fact, God told him, he said, "I'm going to give you the wisdom you need, and since you didn't ask for all these other temporal things, I'm going to give you those as well." Let me just say this tonight. Isn't it? But this is not just for the graduates and their parents and grandparents. This is for the entire church here tonight. Isn't it encouraging to know that God answers prayer when his people need wisdom? That's encouraging to know. You know, I can't think of anyone who does not need wisdom for something in life. And we're talking about kids tonight. I'm talking about parenting especially. You think about it. Certainly parents need wisdom when it comes to rearing children. So Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, it was an answer to his prayer. And then in this passage, Solomon speaks of the fact that when it comes to people, two are better than one. In fact, one of the first thing that God said was not good after his creation, he said in Genesis chapter 2, it's not good for man to be alone. And he made Adam a wife. So Solomon here says, you know, that two are better than one. And he proves it with several illustrations. He talks about this. If one falls, the other would be there to help him up. By the way, people, that's true both physically and spiritually. Two are better than one. If one is cold, the other would be able to bring him warmth. If one is attacked, the other would be there to help him defend himself. Two are better than one. Over and over again, Solomon is given these illustrations. And then Solomon concludes this thought with the words at the end of verse number 12, that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So two is better than one, and three is better than two. In other words, a like-minded, like-hearted, the more like-minded, like-hearted people you have banding together, the stronger all of them are in many ways. Now, we all have heard that, you know, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. We understand that to be true. But when an individual can team up with someone of the same mind and the same heart, there is strength to be enjoyed that is not present when that individual is alone. Threefold cord is hardly broken. I brought three strings tonight to the pulpit with me. They are all the same length. And alone, these strings are only so long. They can only withstand so much pressure. If I was to bring two men up here tonight and tell them to pull as hard as they could, they probably would snap or break this string. But if I took those same two men and said, stay up on the platform while I add a second string to this first string, and then had them try to break it, possibly they could break it, but it would take a lot more energy, a lot more effort than breaking one lone string. And then if I was to add a third one, well, then it would be all that much stronger. They are all the same length. They're all the same type string. They're all from the same spool, all right? But the more you add to it and even try to braid it together, the stronger that cord becomes. And that's what Solomon is saying here. Now, with that in mind, thinking about that, let me talk for a few minutes about how this applies to influence in a child's life. Because people, influence is a powerful force. It was Tennyson who said, I am a part of all whom I have met. Now think about that for a minute. I am a part of all whom I have met. That's true about all of us. We are all made of the influences we've come across in our lives. And it would also be true to say that as we get older, we have more control over what influences us and what does not influence us. Children, and younger ones especially, do not have that much of a choice as to their influences. Most of the kids' influences are chosen by their parents when those kids are early in age. Now, there should be three positive, three helpful influences in a child's life if those parents are born again Christians. And if they're wise enough to make some good choices, there should be three good positive influences in every child's life. Influence number one, goes without saying, is the home. Goes without saying that the greatest potential for influence lies within the child's home. Now, somebody has said, we reform others unconsciously when we walk uprightly. Think about that. We reform others unconsciously when we walk uprightly. You may have heard it said this way, life is more caught than taught. And that's true. Dads and moms have great potential when it comes to influence. And that influence is 24/7. Parents, listen carefully. It is influence when we are consciously attempting to teach our kids right from wrong. And it is influence when we are consciously living right as opposed to wrong. And the kids are going to catch on quicker to how we're living than what we're teaching. Life is more caught than it is taught. A preacher rightly said that about preachers. I really thought this was a great comment, a great quote. Example is more forceable than precept. Now listen to what he said. People look at me 6 days a week to see what I mean on the seventh. That's very interesting. That touched my heart as a pastor. You know what he's saying? He was saying that it was good for his congregation if he would get up and preach right and true precepts and principles from God's Word. You know what's far better for his congregation? If he lived them 7 days a week. And what he was saying was the principles and precepts he preaches from God's Word on Sunday would have far more impact if he lived them Monday through Saturday. That's the power of influence. And parents, we got to understand that. You know, I am for all parents having a family Bible time, having family devotions, family altar, whatever you want to call it in your home. And whatever you call it, it's not that big a deal. Just do it. But it helps and it has great influence on children. But I'm going to tell you, parents, that time that you and I spend teaching children at home, it takes on exponentially more power when truth is on display every day in the lives of dad and mom. The most powerful influence on the child is the home. That's influence number one. Now, influence number two should be the church. Should be the church. The influence of a good church is invaluable. You see, God created both home and church. And can I say this, people? He never intended for them to be at odds with each other. Never. They're both instituted by God. God's going to create two institutions to be at conflict with each other? That's not true about God. They're supposed to be like, look, the strongest church is made up of strong families, and strong families build their lives around a strong church. The institutions are to be a help to each other. They should never be in conflict with each other. Never be in conflict with each other. Now, a child receives much influence at church. Sunday school classes, church services, teaching and preaching from God's Word, music that exalts Christ and glorifies God, activities that are designed not only for fun, but for teaching opportunities. All of those add up to great, potentially powerful influences in a child's life. So parents, mom and dad, when the home and church are on the same page, you are doubling the potential power of influence in the child's life on the same page. Now, when there are blatant discrepancies in what is taught at church and lived at home, the potential power of influence is limited. You want to avoid confusion? Be on the same page with your church. You avoid confusion that way. Do you remember when Elijah and Ahab were having their battles, and they went up on Mount Carmel. And Elijah asked the Israelites, "How long halt you between two opinions? How long are you going to jump back and forth between two voices? Two opinions. You know why there was much confusion in Israel? Because there were two voices. One voice was saying Baal is God. The other voice was saying Jehovah is God. Baal is God, Jehovah is God. Baal is God, Jehovah is God." You know what that caused? That caused great confusion. Horrible confusion. Elijah told them, you need to settle on one or the other. Which one's it going to be? Now, dad and mom, you don't want to create confusion within your house. I mean, it's simple, folks. Simple illustration. If you wanted advice on what kind of a riding mower to purchase, and you decided to ask two people that you really trusted or respected their opinions on such things as that, and they gave you conflicting answers. One guy says, "Oh man, by all means get you a John Deere." And the next guy you really respect, he says, "Man, by all means get you a Cub Cadet." You know what that would create in your mind and heart? confusion. Now look, you might make the wrong purchase of a riding mower, but you will probably survive that. But if your child is told one thing at home and another thing at church, you're going to set yourself up for some trouble. You're going to set yourself up for some trouble. Unfortunately, that's going to create confusion, and that confusion might be powerful in the life of that child. There's no need for that. I want to qualify that I'm talking about blatant discrepancies. I understand there are things in life that are a matter of preference. You can teach your kids wrong if you want to root for the St. Louis Cardinals, and you'll probably be okay, all right? Instead of rooting for the Cubs, but you'll probably survive. You'll probably survive that, all right? I had to get Brother Hall. I had to dig Brother Hall tonight while he's here, okay? But disagreement in those areas of preference is not harmful. But I'm going to tell you what, disagreement in areas that are not preferential, that are plain in God's Word, disagreement between church and home can create some real confusion, folks. Because imagine this. Imagine the scenario where the dad and mom at home are teaching and living the same truths that the child is hearing and seeing in the lives of those at church who are doing the preaching and the teaching. So when the son or daughter is at home, he's hearing this from dad and mom. When he comes to church, he's hearing this from Sunday school teacher, from junior church preacher, from pastor. Oh, that sounds like what mom and dad say. He comes to church. Oh, that sounds like what they say at church. There's harmony. It's a powerful influence. Very powerful influence. Influence number three. Influence number one, home. Influence number two, church. Influence number three, school. School. When a child turns 5 years of age, the parents got to decide where they're going to place their child in order for them to receive an academic education. Bear in mind that the child is going to learn more from teachers and fellow classmates than just academics. Bear in mind that the child is going to spend more time at school under those teachers and with those classmates than they do at church. Run the numbers. If the child goes to church faithfully, they're at church for 2 hours on Sunday morning, they're at church for 2 hours basically on Sunday evening, 1.5 hours on Wednesday night. That's average. That's a total of 3.5 hours a week. They go to school, take our school for instance. We go to school from 8:30 to 3, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to noon on Friday. So that's 6.5 hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday each day. 3.5 hours on Friday, that's 29.5 hours at school. That is 8.5 times the amount of time that the child will be at church. 8.5 times. Yet, parents are extremely careful about the church they attend, careful for their children's sake, and I say amen to that. But then those same parents turn around and take no thought about what kind of school their kids attend. And your kids are going to be in school 8.5 times more than they will be in church. Now, people, run that in your mind a moment. The potential for influence at a school is enormous. Enormous. The power of a good school, reinforcing the truths that children hear and see at home, reinforcing truths that children hear and see at church, that's invaluable. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. You got mom, dad, church, school, all headed the same direction. You know, a child has a chance to live for God if they only have the influence of one in their life. There are stories out there. There are children that come from unsaved homes, go to a good Bible preaching church, get saved, stay in public school, and they live for God. They have a chance to do that. A child has a better chance to live for God if they have the influence of two of those in their life. They got a good, godly home to grow up in, and they got a Bible preaching church to attend. That chance is better. A child has the best chance to live for God if they have the influence of all three in their lives. All three. You got a home and a church and a school that preach from the Bible that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. His death, His burial, His resurrection is the only way any person will ever spend eternity in heaven with God. The only way. Going to heaven is not based on baptism. It's not based on communion. It's not based on the sacraments. It's not based on any of those things. It's not based on church membership. It's based on trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's God's Word. You know, people smirk at that if they want to. They won't smirk before God someday. Won't happen. Don't take it seriously now. You'll take it seriously someday. Probably when it's too late to do anything about it. Because you won't listen. You won't listen carefully to what the Bible says. The Word of God makes it plain. Every person born into this world has a sin nature, and that sin must be paid for. Either we pay for it ourselves by being separated from God forever in the place the Bible calls hell, or we accept what Jesus did as payment for our sin. One of the two. If you're here tonight, you never trusted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I would encourage you above all to give that some very serious thought. That without Christ, Jesus said it this way, John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, through Jesus. You take a home and a church and a school all teaching that about salvation, boy, you got something going on in a kid's life. You got a home, a church, and a school teaching that all the stories of the Bible are true. The Bible is not a fairy tale. It's not a fable book. It is God's inerrant, holy, inspired Word. You got all three teaching that. That's a powerful influence. And on I could go tonight, church. Threefold cord. If I could speak personally just for a moment. You know, I understand why some parents homeschool their kids. I've never been against homeschooling unless there's no schooling happening at home. That's me. And homeschool parents who truly care for their kids want them to be under the influence of a good church. I get it. My wife and I chose to enroll our kids in a Christian school. Our younger three children spent their 13 years of schooling here at Faith Baptist Academy. I'll admit, there have been some less than great influences at school. In some cases, my kids were the ones who were the less than great influence. That happens. There have also been some less than great influences at church because there is no perfect church. And there have also been some less than great influences at home. Like the time my wife, you know, no. No, probably like the time I is more correctly worded. What parent can stand in this room and say, my children have never been under the influence of something less than right at home? It's funny to me. One little less than right influence that people are ready to jerk everybody out of school. One little less than right influence at church, and I got to get my kid out of the youth group. You have a perfect home? We didn't. We had a normal home. And our kids went to a normal church. And our kids went to a normal school. And hopefully, at home, there was more positive influence than negative. And hopefully, at church, there was more positive influence than negative. And I believe with all of my heart that for us, there was more powerful and right influence at school than there was, more proper influence at school than there was negative. Look, our experience is the vast majority of the influence at church and school were in harmony with our home. And I'm thankful for that. Thankful for it. If there's anything you want to say about our kids, all six of them, they love this church. And they loved this school. They love it. Seriously. I said that many times. I couldn't be happier. You know why? One of the several reasons. One of the reasons is there is harmony between church, home, and school. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. The children of FBA belong to parents who for the most part are members of Faith Baptist Church. And I strongly recommend that all three entities be on the same page. Home, church, school. Because a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And I don't know about you, but this is the kind of strength I want in my kids. I think it's the kind of strength you want in your kids. Let's pray together. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I just want to ask tonight a couple of questions. I'm not going to give a come forward invitation in this service on a graduation night like this, but I do want to ask a couple of questions to give you a moment to think about things. Wonder tonight, throughout the course of the message on this matter of threefold cord, you think about church, you think about home, you think about school. Parents, are we on the same page? Are we pulling the same direction? We're trying to at the church. We're trying to in the school. And I believe with all of my heart, for the most part, most of you are trying that at home as well. I just want to encourage you in that tonight. Stay focused. Stay on point. Let's make sure that we pull the same direction. There's going to be a negative influence at church somewhere along the way once in a while. There's going to be a negative influence at school somewhere along the way once in a while. And if we're honest, there's going to be a negative influence at home once in a while along the way. If all three are pulling the same direction, I think we'll survive. And so will the kids. One day tonight we say, Brother Angel, the Lord spoke to my heart a little bit about some things that I probably need to be better at in one way or the other. Maybe it was not even something that you mentioned tonight, but something that God spoke to me about as you were bringing the message on the threefold cord. Pray for me as you close the service tonight. Would you lift your hand, please? I'll just pray for you in just a moment. I see your hands. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Now let me ask this question. Is there somebody here tonight? You'd say, Pastor Angel, I'm not sure I'm saved. If I died right now, I don't know where I would spend eternity. I've always thought that church membership got me to heaven. I guess I'm not right according to what the Bible teaches. I'm not sure that I'm on my way to heaven when I die for a Bible reason. I'm not going to call your name, not going to come see you tonight, but if you're not sure that you're saved, could I at least pray for you? If you're not sure that you're on your way to heaven, would you just lift your hand just for a moment so I could pray for you in the service tonight? Ask God to help you and speak to your heart about that matter. Anybody like that tonight? Father, I thank you again for these graduates, these little kindergarten children. Thank you for their first year of formal education. Thank you for all those involved in making it happen. And thank you tonight for their families. I pray your rich blessings, Lord, on every home represented here. I pray, oh God, that you would help us all as home, church, and school to be on the same page, God, as much as possible, especially about the more important matters of our life, our faith, our practice. Lord, would you please give grace to all of us when there is a less than positive influence in any one place? Would you help us to work together for the betterment of the kids? Lord, I pray that the students that will be attending Faith Baptist Academy this fall will find a threefold cord in harmony with each other at home, at church, and at school. May it be that way, Father, with your help and blessing, I pray. In Jesus' name, and amen.